share, tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. There are many places that offer e-scooter rides these days, and many people see it as a great family outing or date night idea. However, as it is something like a sport, it's definitely better to be safe by wearing safety gear. A woman who goes by the name of Kiwi, 25, has shared a horrifying incident when she was riding one of the e-scooters in Cyberjaya on the night of the 20th of March. View this post on Instagram. A post shared by Kiwi Potato, at kiy.potato. She has said that this is not the first time that she rode one of the e-scooters, but this time, she lost control of the e-scooter when she was swerving at a curve. I was thrown off, and after that, I did not feel a thing, but I saw that I was dripping blood. It was at this time that I knew that this is serious. Some of her family members went to get some tissues and plasters, and they then transported her to Hospital Putrajaya in the wee hours of the 21st of March. There, she was bandaged and had to wait about 7 hours for the doctors to come and stitch her up. They recommended her to have surgery as the scans showed that her jaw has shattered. However, the next available surgery date there is only next Tuesday, the 29th of March. So, she went home and she couldn't eat, drink or talk. When she went back to Hospital Putrajaya with her mother the next day, the 22nd of March, her mother said that it was better to go to a private hospital to get the surgery done quickly. The doctor at the private asked her why they came so late, as her injury is a serious one. They scheduled the surgery for that evening itself. The doctor estimated that the surgery will take only 3 hours, but it turned into a 5-hour affair. It turns out that the surgery was complicated, as her jaw was quite shattered and they needed to install metal plates to promote bone growth. It's been 2 weeks and Kiwi is still recovering from the surgery. Her jaw is swollen and her chin has no sense of feeling. Kiwi urges everyone to be safe while riding e-scooters. Not to say that you should not ride e-scooters, but you should do it safely by maybe wearing a helmet or arm pads, etc. It's always better to be safe than sorry. We hope that Kiwi will be able to have a smooth recovery. Also read. Majin urges others not to overexert while working out, after a spin class left her temporarily immobile. Source. Ernest OJL Unsplash Source. Provided to WAB by Kiwi. Source. Provided to WAB by Kiwi Source. Provided to WAB by Kiwi. Share, tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. You have reached the end of this story.